Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich and Dr. Sherry Denham. And please pray for her. She broke a nail this morning, and it went right down to the quick, and she's really struggling. So please keep that in mind as you call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. It's a great day for New Life.
I really appreciate the advice you guys give people. It's from a biblical perspective, and just listening has really helped me in some way.
One of my sisters began to have an affair with my husband.
Really? You're a mom, and you're afraid of your mom?
Yeah.
Does she breathe fire?
Well, yeah.
See, love's a decision, because you know, when Jesus tells us in John 14, you know, new commandment I give you, to love each other. And love is more than just a feeling. There's a decision. There's a choice in that.
Whoa! Can we go into a different conversation here?
I reckon.
At a later time in life, when the child's 22, closeness can end up being toxic.
You can't go to therapy and not feel.
Hi there. Welcome to New Life Live. Mylon, good to see you.
Great to see you, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And Dr. Sherry Denham.
I'm doing great, other than my finger. So anyone who's looking on TV, I just want... You know how horrible it is? It hurts. You guys have no idea how much pain it is to break a nail. And then here I am trying to get a set, you know, for my wedding in a month, 30 days.
I'm just assuming.
And I lost a fingernail.
I'm just assuming that you really are trying to show the broken nail and not that gorgeous engagement ring. But anyway.
but that we don't understand what a sore finger feels like. That's a bit of a leap.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys don't understand a lot of pain, physical pain. Okay, so recently I saw this video about women having babies. And there's this video out there on YouTube where they hook men up with these contractions. And the same
I've seen
one.
That video.
It's absolutely hilarious. I know. And I'm thinking, these guys are, I can handle that. And they're like doubled over in
pain.
Oh,
they're dying.
So, anyway, there are some things that women go through that you guys
and they
will never
apologize
understand.
To their wives for questioning the fact that the pain was that great. But
that was an amazing video.
It really felt good to the women. They're validated, you know?
Yeah.
I tell you.
Okay, that was childbirth, and this is a hangnail.
Okay, well, let's talk about
come on.
Let's talk about pain.
No,
let's pull it together here. You're the host.
Reagan does this whole bit about, if they say childbirth is the worst pain, and then some people say, no, breaking a limb is the worst pain ever. And so he said, actually, I think the worst pain would be you break a limb and deliver a child at the same time. so that would be the 10, you know, and on the pain scale. Anyway, let's talk about something serious here. You are preparing for the next Women in the Battle, November 1, 2, and 3.
I am.
It's going to be right here in Orange County. Why in the world should anybody call and say, I want to be part of Women in the Battle? Is that because they have a pornography problem?
No, it's because you are in a relationship with someone who does. Mm-hmm. And you are in pain over it. Talk about pain, doubled over in pain. The women that come to the weekend, they walk in and you know that they are emotionally have been beat up because they've been betrayed.
Yeah. And everybody's probably told them this. But they still think it's true. They've been told, hey, look, this isn't really about you. It would have happened if he'd been married to anybody. But they still believe, hey, it happened to me while I was married to him.
Yeah, they believe they're not good enough, not pretty enough. They put their bodies through a lot of different things to try to win their men from this addiction.
So the women come and they feel a little better after they leave?
Well, a lot better.
A lot better.
These women regain their sense of worth. Mm-hmm. Over and over again, we've watched these weekends, and I watch women walk away with their self-respect back and a plan of action.
I've been there, and I would say the word that I see is freedom. Freedom
You're
from
right.
shame, mm-hmm. freedom from self-condemnation, freedom from being manipulated and controlled by an addict. And that's really what the guy has. So if you are married, attached, or used to be, to somebody who struggled with pornography or affairs or lust in any form. Women in the battle. Just call us. You can get the early bird. Actually, I think it's still the early bird special. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham November 1st through the 3rd in Southern California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process.
If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Terry McIntosh just reminded us that when it comes to hand pain, Mylan knows about that because he was doing a martial arts exhibition with a sword. And he ended up grabbing the blade and cutting himself, bleeding in front of the crowd. Right?
It was two swords, and I crossed them incorrectly and poked my own hand with the tip of a sword.
I would have been a YouTube video.
I had to grip the sword tightly to keep my blood from leaking out in the middle of the demonstration, and the people never knew, but my comrades got a big kick.
Did you
one finger fun. Lost later? You know.
did you scream or anything?
No.
Because you martial arts.
Real men don't scream. Yeah. We just go stuff like that.
Can we hear that again? Oh, nice.
Well, Lucy Swindoll tells the story of the guy on a unicycle on a cruise ship juggling knives, and it was very rocky that day. And he would throw it
in
up.
The open seas.
Yeah, he'd throw it up and go, oh! It kept hitting. And so they went to the second show just to see if he was going to juggle knives. He did, but he had all these bandages all over his hands. And crazy. I say, maybe you just
switched to tennis balls.
Or yeah,
I think that was somebody fluffy. Desperate to get a free ticket on a cruise, right?
Yes, I
let
think
me go
so.
Do a few tricks. And
maybe that's the fluffy stuffed animal thing, and man, do not progress to chainsaws. I mean, that could really be a disaster. All right, enough about that.
I notice you have a boo-boo on your finger. What's wrong with your fingers since we're disclosing everything about everybody here on the show?
Well, it's not a big deal. I cut the tip of it off.
With the chainsaw.
I was trying to open a bag of cheese that later my wife showed me. Hey, if you just pull right there. I was trying to do it with a knife, and it slipped and just sliced the end of my finger off. But fortunately, I was at my small group, which is hosted by our physician, and he was able to bandage it and say, whoa, that's bad. So, anyway, let's go.
Okay, now that we have all our boo-boos discussed
here on the
show.
And he's mocking you, right?
Yeah,
for
really.
A sword, bag of cheese.
I wasn't in front of a bunch of people.
If you put on your readers, it just says, tear here.
She showed me that a little later.
Tear here.
Hey, I have attention deficit disorder. I do not look at directions. I go, oh, I better get in that, grab a knife, and let's go. Let's go to Carolyn, Boston, Massachusetts. WEZE is the station. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. How about you?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a little nervous, so just bear with me.
It's all right.
Okay.
Do you have any knives or anything sharp near you?
No.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
So my situation is a little different because most people call in about their spouses and whatnot. My situation is about one of my siblings, and I'm the only one in the family who's a Christian. And about 11 years ago when she started dating this man and they were about to be engaged, everybody was talking about how it wasn't a good fit for her. He was upsetting her, whatnot. So I felt in my heart of hearts to go to her and tell her this. But what happened was by me telling her, she turned around and told him what I said. And then they got married anyway.
Okay.
So things were very tense from the beginning, and he continued to treat everybody in my family well. He talks to everybody, so every family function I attended, they say, you know, you can kill someone with, like, silence, and it's the worst thing, you know, when you treat someone like you ignore them like the plague.
Yeah.
And he has mastered this. And on top of that, he's extremely wealthy, so they host almost every family function. Mm-hmm. So I have to walk into his home where he is like the king, and then some. So anyway, they started having a family. No one else in my family, you know, stood up and said it because no one wanted to upset the apple cart. And everybody knows how upsetting it's been.
Yeah.
But everybody basically tells me to forget it.
Okay.
So I tried to apologize a couple years into their marriage, and I said, I can tell things are tense. I tried to do the right thing, and I just wanted to apologize. I did say this. I was clearly wrong. Whatever.
Yeah.
He said he accepted it and continued to treat me poorly.
Right.
And, again, not in a way that he calls me names or anything.
Right.
Just the other way.
Yeah,
so
he ignores you.
Totally. And I continue to go to these functions, and I continue to be treated like this. So what happened was recently they had their fourth child, and the child was born the day before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited. And then I found out at the christening, again, I didn't think I was even an option to be a godparent because I'm Christian now and not Catholic. I found out that there was an opportunity for me. There's a new rule in the Catholic Church. You can pick one person who's not Catholic. And this rule is fairly new, I guess. I don't know. But they did not pick me. They picked an old neighbor lady,
yeah,
to be the godmother. And
ouch.
a friend of his from work to be the godfather.
Right.
He's so not close to this person that the man didn't even show up at the party afterwards.
Okay.
And the woman shows up and then reveals to me that, you know, basically that this new rule has been in place or
okay.
whatever. I don't know.
So what's the question for us?
Okay, the question for you is, I've tried to forgive, and I was so hurt by the final straw of being ignored and then not even being able to be a godparent to this child. My other siblings have been picked to be godparents, but I just haven't.
Yeah.
So on top of the being treated rudely for years, I've decided to back out. I just feel that I'm better than that. I don't feel like I should be treated like that. And then recently I was reading something in a Joyce Meyer's book saying that, you know, we're to forgive, but we're also to forgive when someone asks us to forgive them.
Well, but that's not the total of her teaching. She doesn't just believe you only forgive when somebody asks you for forgiveness.
Well, what my question is.
What is the question?
I feel they have never asked me for forgiveness. They've just continued
mm-hmm. yeah.
to, you know.
Well, I don't think they're going to do that either.
So do I try to be loving from afar. I don't attend the functions anymore, but I feel that I'm not being a good representation of a Christian by, you know, not
all
going
right.
at all.
So what is the question for us?
So the question for you is, do I just try to forgive them on my own and go back, or do you feel that because of the mistreatment that I am in the right to just sort of not show up and just forgive them from my own home?
Okay. So it's kind of a choice between what is right and what you have a right to do. And that's a dilemma.
It is.
So let's hear from Mylon and Sherry, see what they're thinking about this.
Carolyn, we cannot guarantee that everybody in this world is going to like us.
Of course.
It could be that even had you not said anything to them, he still might be aloof and arrogant toward you. He certainly treats you in a way that, oh my goodness, if he treats his wife this way, if she contradicts him or opposes him, it gives you some level of perhaps what she might be up against internally within the marriage herself. But back to you, you know, what I would say is that you are missing an opportunity to be with your nieces and nephews. And that why should you be robbed of that just because he doesn't like you? But I'd like to suggest that you have a relationship with the family, but that you have to get to a place where you have to dismiss yourself from the being triggered by being ignored. But I would have to ask you the question, were you ignored as a child? Is this a trigger for you to be ignored? In other words, this is a special place of pain for you that perhaps you've experienced before in your life, prior to this gentleman?
I don't think so, honestly.
Okay.
I really don't. I find it's very disturbing that I watch him go around and talk to other people. I have another sister. They go on vacations together, my sister. And
okay.
So my answer would be, then, if it's not a particular trigger to you that you could work on because you have a similar abandonment in your past, that you're going to have to simply reconcile, are my nieces and nephews worth this pain?
Yeah.
And my answer would be, if it were me, yes, I would want to go and have a relationship with them as well as with my sister. And I have to tolerate exclusion. But really what you're saying is I have to learn to tolerate exclusion.
Yeah, but,
and for many people, that's not easy.
But you haven't talked about your relationship with your sister, who is the one that would fix this if it was fixable. You seem to be obsessed over him, but I don't hear you really caring about not having a relationship with her. So are you guys estranged because of this?
We definitely are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I feel that, again, I feel like she's tormented by it, and I think deep down she regrets telling him what she did, but she's never apologized to me. She's never taken ownership of it, and I'm just sort of expected to endure. But
yeah.
I guess the hurt's been so deep that part of me feels, why should I have to keep going back and being treated like that?
But there are two different things here. One is going into these situations where he's the king, and the other would be asking her to go to breakfast with you where he's not there. And I don't hear that you're having those kind of experiences with your sister where she might open up to you or you could connect with her again. What do you think, Sherry?
I just, you know, what I'm hearing, I'm almost hearing something in you, Carolyn, that is driven to justice. It's like, this is really unjust. It's unright. And something in there bothers you deeply.
It does.
And I want you to know, it's the heart of God. If anybody can relate to you, it's Jesus himself. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many days he walked on this earth and had people full out reject him. And yet he had done nothing wrong. The difference between Christianity and other faiths is Christ is in us, and you may need to hold on to him and identify with him to walk back into your family system. And the death that I see is going to be the death of your expectation to be accepted. You're going to have to lay that off the cross, and Jesus will lay down right next to you and sit with you right at the foot of the cross and say, I know exactly how you feel, Carolyn. And that is the strength that you're going to have to continue to walk forward with.
Okay.
My advice is alone time with your sister.
I have tried. I've asked her to do things.
Persevere with that and be sure you're just asking her to do something simple, like meet you for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, the bottom line is we have pain that happens in our life, and it really does cause us to want to isolate. That is really normal.
Yeah.
I get that. You're treated poorly, and you just want to pull out.
But will I give someone that much power?
Yeah.
That they
to
will
cut me off
to
out
cut
of my
me
family.
Off out of my family
but
and
it's
my
choice.
And it is. And this world is not just.
That is right. You know,
it's not fair.
To that point. Our devotional this morning at New Life was delivered by Cheryl Lamp, who is in charge of our call center. And she was talking about John the Baptist having to send a messenger to Jesus. Are you the Messiah, or should we be looking for somebody else? Because, you know, it's not happening with me here in this prison. And then he gets his head cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Just ridiculously unfair.
Yeah.
And he felt
unjust.
He
right?
felt rejected by Jesus,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, he doubted his divinity. And so she made a great point that, you know, we just don't understand sometimes what's going on. And we can't, as Mylan said, you can't expect the world to be fair. But this couple has way too much space up in her head.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And I really...
Very well said, Steve.
I just think...
But why is that? Because some people can tolerate that better than others. But for Carolyn, as you said, injustice... And I can't tolerate the thoughts of this. For some people, it's harder. And usually there's themes of injustice in their past. Yeah. There's themes of hurt or of trauma or of a way they've been abused or mistreated or hurt.
Mm-hmm. That causes them to not let it go.
This is causing, perhaps, it's causing her to not be able to let it go now. And that has to be explored as well.
Yeah. Well, I want to send you what has been said to be the world's greatest resource for this problem. Actually, I'm the only one that said it. But it's healing is a choice. I'm going to send you that book because, you know, it helps you to grieve. That's one of the decisions that you make, a choice you make. It helps you forgive. It helps you embrace the reality of your life, what's really there. And it helps you to reach out and serve other people, kind of transform things into good where God or where Satan meant evil. Let God come in and do something great. So I'm going to send that to you. And anybody else, that's available at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. When you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you can ask for a book, a tape, a CD, a New Life perspective on something. You can ask for them to refer you to a counselor. You can also ask them to sign you up for Club New Life. It's only $25 a month. We've lowered it for our 25th anniversary here. And so if you want to come be part of the New Life Giving family here in August, it would be a great, great benefit, I think, to our ministry, but also to the people we help, but also to you as you move into that area of generosity in your life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number.
There's a common misconception in our society that divorce is the only option for a broken marriage.
A month before coming here, I went and saw a non-church-related counselor. The lady I talked to said, you need to be divorced by the end of the year.
Here at New Life, we believe the complete opposite. Your marriage can be repaired, no matter what you've gone through.
Everything, even the most devastating thing in your marriage, God can take and work it together for good.
Bring your troubles to New Life's Marriage Weekend. From October 11th through the 13th in Columbus, Ohio, New Life's group counselors will be working to help struggling couples across the country. And Steve Arterburn, Mylon and Kay Yurkovich, and Drs. Dave and Jan Stoop will be teaching you how to repair your marriage. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I just want to say thank you. This weekend has been completely transformational.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person. For the first time in my life, I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We are back here on New Life Live. Every Man's Battle is August the 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you're tired of some person abusing you spiritually, emotionally, objectifying you because they're all caught up in pornography, call us. We'll tell you how to get that person into Every Man's Battle. And if you're tired of being the shameful little boy in a man's costume, doing something wrong behind mommy, wife, back, we can help you with that. No shame at all. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I have to say, I was so hopeful when I met two couples at the marriage weekend mm-hmm. that came up to me. Both of them had been to Every Man's Battle, and the wife had been to Women's Battle, and they were there to go to the marriage conference.
Yep.
I thought, okay, this couple is a living miracle. I mean, these are mm-hmm. the people that would have been casualties mm-hmm. in their marriage without the help. And here they are yeah. going to the marriage conference. Oh, and they both came up to me like, we are so excited to be there. And
that's
you know,
great.
So I just...
I think you're bringing up a very important point. A lot of people think this is just a radio TV show. Yeah. And it is really not. The workshops, in addition to the great radio TV, really do help people turn corners.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to hearing great things about this November 1, 2, 3 yeah, here in Orange County.
If you don't like what we do on the air, try the workshops. They really are good. And and we got a marriage workshop coming up October 11, 12, and 13, and the three people that are on this program are going to be there. And they're really fantastic. And you can get the super early bird discount between now and 8/11.
Okay, so I'm deducing there's a super early bird discount, then there's an early bird, and then there's maybe just the bird.
Well, and don't forget there's the double dog.
The double dog.
Super
duper
early bird special.
Right. Okay. Just checking.
All right.
So we're at the super early bird special stage right now.
And if you need this and you don't, then it's just the dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's through the 11th. On the 10th, Mylan is doing a therapist training in Mission Viejo. And if you want information about that therapist training because you're a therapist who would like training, then they would call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
A therapist who would like to absolutely change the way you practice.
Right.
That's what I would say.
That's this Saturday, the 10th, Orange County as well.
We have heard people come to that and get the training, read with the book How We Love, and their training, and oh my goodness,
therapy around. It's
changes
powerful.
Everything. Attachment
core
theory.
Pattern.
Yep.
Attachment core pattern therapy.
Attachment core. Is that what you've trademarked?
Yes.
Attachment
core pattern therapy.
Let me write that down.
Attachment styles create a core pattern in the marriage.
Well. But ACPT
want to therapize them out of that.
Yeah, that's right.
Negative core pattern into a new one.
Yeah. If you're interested in the ACT program, then please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Christine from Lincoln, California. Never heard of that town. Watches us on television. Hello there.
Hi.
That's near Sacramento.
It's north of Sacramento, the capital.
Yeah.
Christine, how can we help you today?
I'm doing okay for my circumstances, but I was just hoping for your insights and advice. You know, I'm a born again Christian, I don't really have the knowledge for this kind of stuff. But my question is regarding whether or not I should get a termination on my pregnancy right now.
Oh,
what? Why would you?
I know, right? Why would anybody?
Right.
I'm 22 weeks pregnant, and I'm sorry if I'm going to get emotional.
It's okay.
I'm 22 weeks pregnant, and I did not have health insurance, so I did not get my first ultrasound until I was at 20 weeks.
Okay.
So they discovered that the baby has trisomy 18. So my question is, it's an 80% chance that it will terminate on its own before full term, or I can have a doctor step in, and my appointment is on Monday. Now, should I let, you know, whatever God's will is be, or should I have a doctor, you know, do what they do with this kind of circumstance?
Yeah.
And then it's a 5% chance that it will make it to 1 year of age outside the womb.
You know, that's got to be one of the most amazingly difficult situations to be in. And I just think that God is such a giver of life that when we trust Him to be in control, you know, it's an evil world. There's disease, there's deformity, there's genetic disorder. And for the greater good, He allows that, and that allows us to have freedom of choice. He doesn't force us to do anything, but it's a fallen world. We're not in the garden anymore. Things are tough, and we have to make choices. I would make a choice that I don't think you would ever regret for the rest of your life, and I would let God be God, and I would let nature take its course. And I have known people who've brought a pregnancy to full term who did not expect that baby to live more than 24 hours. And that 24 hours was one of the greatest blessings of their life. Because a day of life in the eyes of God is 1,000 years. And we're going to be living with our decisions for eternity. And I believe God will bless you greatly if you bring one of His children into this world, or it's his plan to take that child before it's ever birthed into the world. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's what I've been telling everybody, but, you know, I'm in a, you know, strong Christian family and everything, and they say you need to...
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well... But it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back talking with Christine. Christine, you said that other Christians were telling you, and then the music faded in. What were other Christians telling you?
They were telling me that it would be a very experience to go through on my own at home if I was to have a stillbirth, because that's what it's considered, you know, in medical terms, if you're after 20 weeks.
Right.
To go through that in your own home.
Right.
And you have to see a doctor anyways after that, because I've never had a pregnancy before, so I'm not dilated. All these things, right?
Yeah.
And then that, why would you bring something into the world for a week or two that the whole time is in the hospital and can't breathe, thinking is a vegetable and all this stuff? And it makes sense. But at the same time, I feel like I'm stepping on God's plan for whatever it is. I mean, he's kept me sober for 5 months, and I never thought I'd be sober. So that's one thing that I'm grateful for, you know. But
hey,
I'm just
listen,
trying to find the message in the mess, you know?
Right. Well, here's the thing. I would try to figure out what you could do to minimize being at home alone going through that. In other words, is there a friend that you could speed dial immediately when any kind of symptom comes up that would rush to your home, be there with you, and if necessary, put you in a car and drive you to a hospital?
Right.
See, I would cover that versus 10 years from now be saying, yeah, I didn't want to be home alone, so I aborted the child. And I'm going to find this book. I forget the name of it. It's something about hope. But there's this couple. They had this baby that was, I don't know, I think it was alive 8 hours. And it was such a blessing to them. She knew it was going to die. But she wanted to bring this life into the world. And, you know, I just see God doing stuff when we let him be God. And I see Satan doing things when we don't. I paid for an abortion when I was in college. I paid to have the baby I created terminated. And I regret it to this day. I'm not living in the shame of it because I know God forgave me. But, you know, I would have a different life if I hadn't made that decision. I don't want you to live with regret. And I know it's going to be hard and it's dangerous. But God will honor you for letting him be God and let nature take its course. Anything you guys want to add, Sherry?
Yeah, Mylon? I just, you know, Christine, you are so brave. I'm so proud of you for calling us today with such a difficult thing. And I want you to know, from my little corner of the world, I work a lot with women who have made decisions, the very same decisions like that you're making, whether to keep a birth or not. And let me tell you the difference. There's two paths. The women that choose to abort end up feeling responsible, and they have beliefs like, I'm a bad person, I did something wrong. I love technology, but with technology comes the opportunity to choose. And it gives us a lot of power. And I love the fact that you said, I feel like I'm walking on God's territory. And I agree with you. It puts us in a position where we are, instead of, like Steve said, letting God be God. Now, the people that I've worked with in my trauma work that have had miscarriages, stillbirths, they are dealing more with just loss. But they believe they did the right thing. They just let their body go through. But it's loss. It's different than I made a choice to terminate life. There's something, and I think that's why God wants us to let him be responsible for that kind of a decision, because it's ground shaking to our core when we choose life. When God says, I give life and I take it away, I think that's his territory. So that's my view. I just say, save yourself from the pain that's going to happen if you do make that decision.
Yeah. And you're 5 months sober, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'll practice the rest of the day and, you know, drinking 5 days a week or whatever. But it was just, you know, falling after my parents, you know.
Right.
What they did.
Are you in any kind of recovery group?
I don't even have the urge to. I just don't want to relapse when, after whatever happens with all this. I don't want to use it as an excuse,
well,
you know.
Why don't you get involved with a recovery group at a church and they'll help you get through all of this. It's not just about the drinking, you know. They'll support you and love you and help you after it happens and before it happens. That's my best probably advice to you, is get some help for not just stopping and staying stopped, but starting a different way of living. And I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible that will help you with that. Mylon?
Christine, we delivered a stillbirth child, my wife and I.
I know that.
And we refer to her as number four. Mm-hmm. And our other daughter, Kelly, who's our fourth, we call her number five. And so even though we experienced this loss, it was still a special experience, because even though there was sadness, there wasn't guilt and there wasn't any second guessing of what our choices. And this is one of those complex events that you're going through where you said it's a mess and there's a message in it. I love that phrase.
Me too.
But
me
I can
too.
Just say, when in my office also, I see
some
people I see people with lots of guilt and second guessing for a lifetime when they've made choices. And I'll say one more thing. I've done a lot of funerals for babies and infants when I was a pastor many years ago. And I would have to say that those families, even though some of those little lives were very short, what happened in that short period of time of bonding, connection, of love, it was life-changing for those families, and it was very important. So we can't underestimate what might happen in a day or two or within a year of life of loving a little child and giving something to that child.
So you have an opportunity to impact other lives. And you're going to see this little baby in heaven.
Yeah.
And what do you want? You think about that. What will the baby's narrative be?
Yeah.
Mom, thank you for hanging in there with me, even though I didn't go very long. Or, well, Mom, you know.
But I respect the pressure that, Christine, you are getting, because people, even well-meaning people, hey, we're well-meaning people, and we're giving you an alternate viewpoint.
Right.
It's going to be a very, very difficult place for her. And to, you know, Christine, this is hard. And we want
we
to,
care about you.
We want you to know that you're in a very difficult place.
All right, Christine. I'm going to try to find that book. I think the baby's name was Hope, and it's a great book. Maybe somebody knows about it, and it was published about 10 years ago. Oh, my goodness. It's perfect for you. We're going to find it. We'll send it to you, and we'll send you a Life Recovery Bible. All right, let's go to Sue, Austin, Texas, KBBW, station my mom listens to. Mom's got a little sinus infection. Pray for her. Sue, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Well, I'll just give you the question before I even go any further. I am a Christian. I was divorced, and I want to know if it's biblical or not. It was my second marriage. My first husband, I believe I had grounds. I knew of four affairs, and then I decided I was going to do something really different and marry somebody really different. But it turned out he was Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
He was right from day one, literally day one, I found out he was a gambler. And then very abusive physically when I would ask him questions where he's been till 2 in the morning. And verbally, physically, and sexually wanted me to do things with other couples that I was not willing to do. Then he tried to molest my daughter. He just tried. He didn't get any very far. But he left 4 times. And, I mean, he just couldn't handle life at all. And I just couldn't deal with it anymore. So
sure. Okay.
I had pastors always tell me not to even talk about divorce. But it was at this point they recommended that I did. But now I just want to make sure if that day ever comes in the future that I find somebody that I can. If not, I just want him to go there.
Yeah.
So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, Island, you want to start off on this? I mean, the Bible's pretty clear about how you're justified to divorce, but not remarried.
Well, when people tell you don't talk about divorce, I think that's something contrary to what Jesus did, because
exactly.
He talked about divorce a lot. And I would have to say that he says, if you divorce and marry another, it is adultery, except in the cases of porneia. Porneia is a Greek word for immorality of all sorts, from which we get our word pornography. And it's certainly your husband, your second husband, was urging you toward porneia, trying to get you to go to places which were immoral.
And sexually acting out with his daughter, which is definitely immoral,
and sexually making advances.
Right,
and all of this is porneia to me. So I think you do have a biblical grounds for divorce, and I would stand on that.
And then the freedom to remarry.
That's correct.
Yeah. And some people say, well, you can divorce, but it doesn't say anything about remarriage.
Yeah.
Well, actually it does.
Exactly.
But, Sue, there's a bigger problem here, right?
We'll talk about that right after this.
Addicts.
Yeah, let's do that.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Max Licato. My friends at New Life want to help you find healing and restoration based on God's truth. They have a workshop to help men who are stuck in the entanglement of pornography. They have another for both men and women to deal with any issue you might be facing, anger, depression, grief, or whatever you're struggling with, they can help you. Or if you know someone fighting an addiction to drugs or alcohol, they offer a Christian treatment program. And if you know someone struggling with an eating disorder, they can help you there too. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. The Apostle Paul writes in Romans about the transformation that comes through the renewing of your mind. It's God's Holy Spirit that makes this happen, and He's working through this ministry at New Life. Call today and see how you can experience that for yourself. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Let's talk with Sue again, because Sherry, you bring up the fact that there's another problem. It is.
I think you have a case, Sue, of PPP. Do you know what that is?
No.
Pornea picker problem.
Oh, yes. I agree.
You keep picking men with, as Mylan said, pornea, which is sexual issue, sexual addiction, sexual integrity problems.
Let's go out on a limb here, Sue, and say that one of the reasons that happens is you don't have great girlfriends around you that would say, what? You're going to marry this guy? I don't know if you've noticed, but he's an axe murderer, and he's got an axe in his hand. And you might be thinking, wow, he must be a wood chopper. But they see the reality. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what about that wonderful girlfriend posse that
I think they probably tried to tell me. They didn't know.
Okay.
To the degree, I mean, none of us knew.
All right.
But they weren't real crazy about him.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody could put their finger on anything.
Okay.
They didn't really know him. And
they didn't know him because you didn't bring him around, because you met him
no,
and got married quickly.
No.
How fast did you marry?
No. No, I dated for a couple of years, and then we dated for a year, but because he wanted to push me towards sexual immorality, I would say no, then his answer, and I let him. I am codependent. I see, I know that. I said, okay, let's get married. And I beat myself up.
Yeah.
Time.
Okay.
Well,
no,
honey,
I
want you to know I dated a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, and my heart was hooked, and he was pressuring me as well. I think that's part of having been married to a sex addict. I get it. I get the story, and I get the patterns. I seriously want you to come to Women in the Battle, because women like us who don't get into recovery will end up replicating, duplicating,
yeah,
doing it again.
Yeah.
And so you've got to find out why. What are those core beliefs about yourself? Why do you just kind of overlook things? What, you know, are you asking the questions? When's the last time you've used porn? Are you going right in? And I teach the women on the Women of Battle Weekend how to actually be more proactive in making sure that you don't get yourself into a situation that you're going to regret.
Okay. I want you to hold on. I want to see if we can get you into Women in the Battle. Maybe there's a scholarship if you can't afford it. There's a lot of scholarship available to people. If you were interested in that, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, I'm going to send you Is This the One? Because it'll help you with your decision. And then there is the website Henry Cloud and I have, which is called HisMatchForMe.com. And we're not presuming that God is going to anoint this, but we're hoping that the people there really are interested in a match that honors God. Quick final call here. And by the way, if you're on the line, please stay. We're going to do two other programs. And if you'd like to join us and you can't get through, call us in an hour at 1-800-229-3000. But Steve, did you have a quick question? Phillipsburg, New Jersey, listening online. Anything we could answer quickly?
Yeah, quick question. What's the first step to repentance? With some of the things you've been discussing with men, like sexual addiction and stuff like that. I'm single, by the way.
Okay. Confession?
Confession, yeah. Okay.
James 5:16, confess your sins one to another and pray for each other that you might be healed. So that'd be kind of the first. Now that you've seen it, you know, accepting that you have a problem, that's really first, and then you open up about it.
Yes, I've seen a biblical counselor, and I told my pastor.
Okay, good. Then you take responsibility for it, and you say, I've got a character problem, or I wouldn't have fallen into that. So I need to get some help. I probably need a support group. Maybe it's a recovery group. So that's accepting responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And then you go to work on resolving whatever it was in your life that led to the vacuum that lured you in to the problem. Anything you want to add, Mylon or Sherry, about
repentance? Well, the group becomes the replacement activity.
There you go.
And then secondly, the ability to bring our difficult emotions, our painful emotions, our conflicted problems into relationship with other people gives us an outlet for our internal stress that is relational. Masturbation, pornography, drugs, alcohol, all addictions are non-relational relief providers. And so our goal is to learn relational relief, and that's what small groups do.
Okay. I hope that's helpful to you, buddy. And the other thing you could do is Every Man's Battle is coming up, and you could attend that.
I cannot plug that harder, encourage that more, and
you've sent some men
beat
to
the
it.
Drum more. Just as the best thing you could ever do.
Yeah, you've sent couples. You've said, okay.
I've sent lots of men to Every Man's Battle when they come into my office for couples therapy, and I go, this is an adjunct I want to add to the equation, and they come back. They're always hesitant at first. And they come back and they say, that was the greatest experience I have ever had. They have a camaraderie. They feel not alone. They're empowered to be something different.
And the next one is just right around the corner, August 16, 17, and 18. And that's located in San Jose, California. All you KFAX and others up there, KIFA, KFIA, LNOP, whatever it is. I don't know. There's another station. Anyway, hey, we really believe in these workshops because it's the power of the Holy Spirit combined with great counselors that we fly in from all over the country and great content. And you mix all that together with people who've been there. I mean, when Jason Martinkus shares from his own brokenness and how he healed. At the marriage workshop, when Mylon and Kay share, they share from their own brokenness. When Sherry does Women in the Battle, it's from her own brokenness. When I do Healing is a Choice, my brokenness. We've been where you are. We want you to move beyond that. And there are all sorts of ways that you can find out how to do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, a great thing, it's a therapeutic thing, is to support this ministry. Because once you give, you enter this world of generosity, of giving rather than always receiving, of kind of planting seeds of hope and faith into the lives of others rather than waiting for stuff to come to you. It's a different way of living. And the price of being a Club New Life member is really just $25 a month. Now, for some people, that's a huge sacrifice. For others, you eat that much in ice cream every day or something. But anyway, it's not a lot. It's $25 in honor of the 25th anniversary of New Life.
And you think about it, Steve, a caller like Christine today,
yes,
which is considering whether to keep her baby or to abort it.
Right.
And it's like, where would she have called to get the counsel? If you support this ministry,
right,
we get calls like that. And just so you can own what they're walking away with is you're walking away with life changes.
Yeah. And and the guy, Robert, who came to me after the marriage weekend and said, I did not want to be here. I thought this was just some big ministry thing. And he said, man, I could not have been more wrong. My life is changed forever.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So call us. Get some
help.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. And the way you also can help is to support us at $25 a month. I'll send you a Bible, a life recovery Bible. I'll make a CD for you every month with teaching you won't hear here because we're saying it somewhere else. And maybe we'll even have a teaching one day on attachment core pattern therapy, ACPTTH. And I think that would be a great thing. Anyway, we love you. We care about you. We prayed for you this morning in our devotional time. Pray for us, please. And I'd ask you to pray, especially for me, over these next few days. Really got some amazing challenges that could honor God and greatly be a benefit to the kingdom. So I need help. I need prayer. Pray for me. Love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.